Welcome to another exciting episode of Niger-ish with Prisca. This is a podcast from Nigeria by a Nigerian for Nigerians. You're wondering why you should listen. Why shouldn't you?
Do not forget to tell your friend about Niger-ish.
No pressure.
Hello, welcome to a brand new, interesting, spicy, and entertaining episode of Niger-ish. I think you're going to enjoy this one. I know I'm going to enjoy this one. I hope you do. You are going to. I hope you are good. I hope September has been treating you well, like it has been treating me so far. Maybe it's because I was positive about the month from the start. I just kept on praying and hoping that September will be good, and so far it has been good. Not great yet, but it has been okay. Nothing bad or sad has happened yet, I think. It has been good, Sha, basically. I hope yours has been good too. If it has not, I hope it will be. Since the last episode, what have I been up to? Nothing much. Okay, I watched Stranger Things. The Queen died. When the Queen died, I did not know. Like, it was not what I expected it to be. Because when her husband died, it was a big deal. Maybe because I was watching the news then, I don't know. But it was everywhere that he had died. So I was just saying, Omo, when this woman finally dies, that is the Queen, it's going to be a very big deal and to be everywhere. And then she died and I did not even know. My brother just made a comment about it. I think he asked me how old she was. I think he was like, so the Queen is not up to 100. And I'm like, I think she's up to 100. And he's like, no, now is everywhere her age. I'm like, what do you mean? And it's like, she's dead. And I was like, forgive my narration. I was like But I was shocked, Sha. Then I went on Twitter and I saw that she was truly dead. And it was something else on Twitter, the way people were talking. I had an interesting day that day. But RIP to the Queen and good luck to the King now. And then for the first time, I decided to understand the story of Princess Diana. I hear about her every time. I know people like her a lot, but I did not know the story of Princess Diana. So I was like, oh, so this is the Princess Diana issue. So yes, I now understand it. It's not like I never understood. I just did not bother. I did not even care so much about it. But now I know. Why am I talking about this? Let me move on. So like I said, I watched Stranger Things. A friend of mine has been dragging me to watch it, but I don't like thriller. I don't like horror. I prefer romance. I think I've said that on the show before. I like simple things. I like stuff that will make me cry. You know, Me Before You, 5 Feet Apart, The Fault in Our Stars. I like those kinds of movies. But my friend said, watch it, watch it. And I've been watching series lately. Like, I watched Friends that time. So I'm like, okay, let me just watch Stranger Things. And I like it. But I reserve my comments. I don't want to give spoilers. It's just that some things amazed me. I'm like, hey, God, it is fiction, Sha. Because why would kids be leaving their houses in the night and the parents will not say anything? Well, it's Hawkins, Sha. It's not Nigeria. Because I have a child. They were, I think, 11 or whatever in season one. And they would just leave the house with their bicycles. Where are you guys going to? Or they'll say, meeting at the school by 9 p.m. and they'll gather there. Are you mad? I was telling my siblings that even if the meeting is down my street, 9 p.m. 8 p.m. I'm not going. Like, why? But then it is fiction, it is America, and it is amazing. I don't want to give spoilers, I don't want to talk too much, but I think I'll still say some things about Stranger Things as this episode goes on. Before I get to the episode, I would like to talk about myself for a bit. So some people have been saying that I talk a lot. Like, they listen to my podcast and they're like, ah, you are talkative. And me, I know that I can be talkative. I know that I can talk a lot, especially when I'm at home or I'm recording Naija-ish, normal, like it's very normal for me. But when I'm outside like this, I'm a completely different person. And I know I've probably said that on the show before. I don't speak. It's not like I don't want to speak. I just can't speak. It's like my head stops working. So when I'm in a gathering or anywhere and people are making noise, you hardly see me making noise. I'll just be sitting down because I don't know what to say. I want to say something, but there's nothing to say. Do you get? My brain just doesn't work when I'm outside. I don't think that is the right thing to say, but that explains what happens to me when I'm in public. So I've gotten remarks like, "You are too quiet for somebody that has a podcast," or "I did not expect you to be this quiet. Why are you quiet? You know, the owner of Naija-ish." When people that listen to Naija-ish meet me, like they used to listen to Naija-ish first before meeting me, it becomes a case of what I ordered versus what I got. Like, is this the same risk? So I like to say it. Abi, do I like to say it? I don't know, but I'm saying it. That I'm quiet though. So if you now meet me and I'm not talking, don't start saying, "I was wrong with you. I thought you were." Don't think anything. I'm saying it now. I'm saying it now and I'm saying it again. I am very shy and quiet in public. Even people who know me, there are some people that know me that don't know I own a podcast. Like, I don't even talk about that aspect of my life. I don't even talk less talk about Naija-ish. It is crazy, Sha. But I felt like I should mention that because I am on a journey of being self-aware, or on a journey to being self-aware, because I'm a little self-aware, but I'm not there yet, because there are many things I don't understand about myself, many things I'm trying to understand. I think you should also start that journey, because self-awareness is very good and it's going to be one of the secrets I'm going to share today. I'm going to be sharing tips on how to live your best life, because I want to learn from you too. I like this line from Beyonce's, I think, Bigger, where she says, "I'm not just preaching, I'm taking my own advice, something like that, Sha. So this episode, I'm doing it for you. I'm doing it for me. Together, we can learn how to live our best lives. Before I even start talking about it, I wanted to mention that I've been listening to some songs lately. So Omali dropped his album, I think, July, and I did not listen to it because I liked him when he first came out. What's the name of that song? Bad Influence. The next EP that he released, Godly, Relate, I think the name of that song, Nobody Can Relate or something. Those songs were so interesting and so good. I love them. But the songs he has been releasing recently, like Woman and the one with Justin Bieber, I do not really like them. So when he released his album, I did not even listen to it. And people were hyping. Even Fireboy was like, he likes the album. And some people I follow on social media have been hyping the album. So I just said, let me check it out. And I listened. Maybe because I was not expecting to like it, I just closed my heart to it. And I picked out just one song from it that I like. And that's I'm a Mess. I really like that song. I've been listening to it a lot lately. But today I decided to listen to the whole thing again, and I love the feel of the album. I like that it makes me feel comfortable. It's the kind of album that you can listen to while walking, and that is my favorite kind of album. That's why I love Mbona's Twice as Tall. Maybe because I know Twice as Tall so well, I'm so used to the album. That's why I can listen to it while I walk. I don't know, but it's a very cool album. That's why I like Frank Ocean's Blonde, because you can listen to the album and you can work. When you're listening to Bonner's recent album, what's the name of the album? My God, I wanted to say Playboy. Love That Meaning. You cannot really work because you are listening to Science, then you are listening to Jagele. I don't want to talk about that album. I'm preparing an episode about music. That episode is going to be really good, I hope. So I'm going to talk about all these albums there. Anyhow, Sha, I like the Omali's album. If you've not listened to it, I think you should give it a try. And Wizkid released a song, Back to Me, I think that's the name. And everybody has been hyping this song. I want to reserve my comments because the song is actually good though. The song is good. I listened to it and it's good. I like it. I listened to it the first time and I liked it. I don't know if it's because people were already hyping it, so I already liked it, or I already expected it to be good. But the song is nice. However, if Wizkid releases A, B, C, D, E, F, G, they will still hype it. I don't want to get to it, Sha, so that Wizkid's fans will not stop listening at this point. So the song is really nice. Kudos to Wizkid. He is the GOAT. Bana is the GOAT. Davido is the GOAT. Everybody is the GOAT. I should stop here and leave all these comments for my music episode. When I eventually release that episode, then let me not even talk, because I know that I will still not say anything offensive. I'm not that kind of person, because I really like a lot of people in the music industry, and the people I don't like, I hardly talk about them. So look forward to that. Look forward to that. But before that episode, there is this episode where I am going to be dishing out tips for free on how to enjoy your life, how to live a peaceful life, a life where you have no troubles, a life where you have peace, a life blah 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 blah. Is my life peaceful? Kind of, but I will not say I'm there yet. In fact, I'm not there. I have some tips that have been working for me, some tips that I am not yet using that I just want to dash you guys. I want to sample with you guys. See, let me just get to it. I'm going to be sharing a couple of secrets, tips, whatever you like to call them, on how to make the most of your life. And number one, the most important, is minding your business. And I'm going to give an example of Big Brother. There's Doing and there's Alison. The difference between them is Alison really has drama around her, because the girl is so peaceful. She minds her business. When she sees drama, she tries to stay away. Compared to Doing, who is not really good at avoiding drama, she's always in the mix and she always has issues. So I think I've shared this story on the podcast before, when my mom was trying to separate a fight and nobody called her to separate. She just wanted to, our neighbors were fighting in the next compound, and she just, you know, her friends, she wanted to go there and form peacemaker, and then she got injured. The people that were fighting did not get injured though. She got injured, and now she has a scar on her leg. So whenever she's telling that story, she'll just be like, oh, more, never again. But that one now, I won't say that if people are fighting, don't try to separate them. But my mom now, people were watching the radio. People did not get involved. She's the one that came to form hero. I won't talk about Stranger Things again, but I don't want to give spoilers. Let me wait first. There's another story I'm sure I've shared on this show. When I was small in primary school, in the school bus on the way to school, these guys were talking and I put my mouth inside and the girl slapped me and I fainted. If you're hearing the story for the first time, oh well. I don't know how I fainted, just a slap, but I did faint. So for the longest time, I said that nobody could slap me or people should not slap me because I can faint. I don't say it anymore, because why would anybody want to slap me? But in secondary school, I always say, don't slap me, and my ear will pain me, or blah, blah. Or I might now share the story of how I fainted because I did not mind my business. So minding your business is very important. And now I'm going to talk about Stranger Things and how being nonchalant sometimes can be helpful. It is a bad thing, no? And let me just say this. All the things I'm going to say today are not going to be good things. If you're expecting some motivation or, I don't know, Prisca giving good tips, better drop your expectations now, because I'm going to be saying anything that comes to my head, anything I think would make your life easier. Now, I think nonchalance can help sometimes, because I'm going to talk about Stranger Things. There is a difference between Joyce is Will's mother, and Nancy's mother. I don't know Nancy's mother's name. They are both parents of these children, right? While Joyce is fighting demons or whatever, Nancy's mom is baking cakes and baking whatever. She's chilling and she's going to the pool, you know, she's living her best life. So even if Joyce is more involved in her kids' drama and she's helping them save the world, there is the other women just chilling. The other parents don't even know what's going on. What do you think? If I was in that film, like if it wasn't fiction and I was living in Hawkins, I know for a fact that I will not be a part of the main characters. Me? Why should I be the one going to go and fight one demon? Me? Like, why? Why? I'm just going to be on my own. Except I know it is up to me. Like, the power is in my hands. Maybe I'm 11 or something. Okay. If you have not watched Stranger Things, you may not know what I'm talking about. I think I should just drop it now. The point I'm trying to make is mind your business. And I'm also going to get another point from this, is knowing when to stop. Okay, let's even say you'd not mind your business, right? Like my mom that went to go and separate fight after getting injured. Of course, she left now. She did not stay there, still trying to settle them. Sometimes you should know when to give up. Another person in this Stranger Things season 4 annoyed me. Like, people are running away. You want to form hero. Like, does it... What? Maybe I should stop. But it is important that you know when to quit. When to say, I'm not doing it again, for your own good. Because Because you should just know. You should just know. So my number one tip is mind your business and know when to stop. Know when it's enough. Know when to stop applying pressure. Know when to give up. Know when to turn back. Know when to go to your house. When people are having relationship issues and you are always advising, and you are seeing that this person is not taking your advice, know when to stop. When you are advising her break up with him, leave him, and she leaves him this week and next week they are together, sit down. Mind your business. Number two is about your finances, about saving money. Regulate how you spend money. So when I was in 100 level, I used to have this scope and I told my friends, before leaving my hostel, I'd put the amount that I knew I was going to spend for the day in my purse. Nothing extra to avoid overspending. So let's say I'm spending 10 naira on Monday. I'm putting 10 naira in my purse. I'm going out to 10 naira. But the disadvantage of that method is, okay, if something comes up, like I want to buy a pen or I want to buy a notebook or something, I'd have to ask people. So that was one method I used in 100 level to save money. And I don't think it is the most advisable, especially if something comes up. But it was a way to save money. And another thing about me, I don't think I'm the best person to give financial advice. I don't know how it is pronounced. Because I'm very careless with money. I think I'm going to be rich. I know I'm going to be rich because of my financial habits. Why? Like I said, I'm very careless with money. I always do not know where I keep my money. And that's why I always find money in my pocket, in my purse. I'm the kind of person that always finds money in my pocket or my purse. I just see 500. I'm like, oh, wow, I have 500 and I'm very happy. But think of it. How was I missing 500 and I did not know? I always do not know how much I have. If I've lost money, I don't know. And then my friends try to use it to cheat me. They can just come and be like, Friska, you're owing me money. And me, that forgets. I'll be like, really? And they're like, yes. But then I remember that maybe it's a lie or something. And another thing is money. I don't value money like that. People might not take it seriously or might not believe me, but it is true. My mom is somebody that knows this very well. I don't get crazy about money. I like money like every other person does. And I want to have money, a lot of it. But it doesn't really lift my spirit or it doesn't shock or excite me like that. I want to have money because I want to be able to buy what I want when I want to. Apart from that, that's why I am saying that I should not be giving financial advice. Shall I know that being smart about your money is another way to live a very good life. Next up is to be self-aware. So I was talking about self-awareness and I was leading to this. I know my strengths and I know my weaknesses, or I know most of them. It helps me when I'm making decisions. It helps me to understand why I'm doing certain things. I know, okay, I'm doing this because of this, I'm doing this because of that. It helps me to understand how I think. It helps me to understand my beliefs. And being self-aware also makes you understand people, because you understand yourself, you understand where somebody is coming from. Being self-aware is like asking yourself, what would you do in this situation? Like asking myself, what should Priska do, before judging, before giving maybe an answer, before if somebody comes to meet you and to tell you their problems, if you're self-aware enough, you put yourself in their shoes to understand what to tell them, you know, blah, blah. I'm already talking like a motivational speaker. But you get my point. Being self-aware makes you empathetic. It makes you understand people. It makes you avoid certain things. And that's why it is on this list. Your friends are inviting you to a party. You know you're not the party person. You know that when you get there, you're going to be bored. That is being self-aware and you don't go. So it just prevents a lot of rubbish. When I was in GSS 1 or GSS 2, I don't know what I thought I was. Maybe I believed that I had the gift of sight or the gift of dreaming. Or what do they call this thing? No, people that like can see visions or something. I don't want to get into the details, but I had a dream that a woman's husband died. And I told my brother, and I don't know what we were thinking. And he said I should go and tell the woman. And then I was waiting. I just thank God that she was really busy and I had to leave. What was I thinking? Until today, the man has not died. So just imagine I had said that then. I'll just put them in unnecessary panic and maybe they'll start praying. And I don't know when time the man sees me. I don't know what she'll be thinking. I know my eyes are very good. My eyes are sharp. But that doesn't mean I used to see into the future. I can see stuff clearly. And when I mean stuff, I mean something that is in front of me. Something that is physical. Not something in the dream. If I'm working with a friend, I'm the one that would spot somebody from afar and be like, hey, see Dupel or see Felicia or anybody. And if you want to avoid that person, we can quickly act. I am very, very skilled in doing that. I am the eyes of the group. Because of that, my skill of spotting people from afar, I've learned many techniques that I'm also going to be sharing with you on how to deal with people. And my first one is learning when to frown. People tell me that I frown a lot. I know I do. And I can say that's how my face is, because that's how my face is. And why should I be smiling? Like, I should be working on the road and I should be smiling. What's this funny about life or about Nigeria that I should be smiling when I'm working on the road? Anyhow, Sha, the frowning is a technique, and you can live an easy life by frowning. Why? Because there's where you keep your face that people will just walk past you. Like, you just avoid unnecessary drama, or somebody wants to come and start telling you one story that does not concern you. Frown to escape. Frown to avoid things that don't concern you. Frown to live an easy life. So that is one tip I'm giving you when you meet people that you do not want to talk to or associate with on the road. Number two, do something unexpected. People can be very weird, right? But the weirdest of them, there's my top three. People that look a lot, people that assume, and people that lie unnecessarily. I'm going to be addressing the three sets of people. The first one, people that look a lot, especially when they're older. When someone younger than me is looking at me, I can't do anything, maybe just look back at them. But if they are older and they're looking at me, I just do something like greet them. It shocks them, like they don't see it coming. I think it's something that is unexpected. And sometimes when people are looking at me, I think it's because I'm dressed a type of way, I don't know, and they are wondering why she's dressed like this or something. I think they don't expect it, so they're like, I don't know. I just really like the look on their faces when you greet them, because you are looking at me. I know you're looking at me, so I just greet you to shock you and just throw them off balance. I love it. So that's one tip that I think you should use. Thank me later. It's fine. Then I'm advising you, don't make assumptions. That is one tip to stay sane and live a good life. I don't know how people do it. So just assume and to think you are right, you are correct. It is a flaw, a big flaw. And I think you should check yourself if you have that. Something is happening on your road and you're like, maybe it is this. That is even fine. I know someone that will be like, maybe it's a birthday party. It's a birthday party. Look at the cake. I hate stuff like that so much. Even if there is a cake, how do you know it is a birthday party? How? What if it is a naming ceremony with a cake or an anniversary or something? I really don't like people that assume. And it can also embarrass you. There are people that will just come up with something. They don't have facts. And then they will start sharing the news. Like, they'll start telling everybody that, these people are doing birthday. They are doing birthday in this house. They are doing birthday in this house. Maybe because you saw a cake. And the news comes out that they were not celebrating a birthday. They were doing something entirely. Maybe the mom just learned how to bake and she put the cake outside. And they were maybe doing a meeting. It can embarrass you. So my tip is stop making assumptions. And the last set of people, the people that lie unnecessarily. I don't have any advice, but just stop it. Why are you lying? Especially when nobody is going to beat you. Like, when there's no reason to. I just find it very confusing. And that's why I think people who do it are weird. And that set of people that fall into this category of lying unnecessarily are people who live fake lives that nobody is forcing you to live. Like, on your own, no, you are posting a picture that is not real. Like, nobody cares. Or maybe editing your picture to post. Nobody is looking at it. Maybe it's because of the kind of person that I am, and I don't pay attention to the details when I'm looking at a picture. Because tell me, why would someone post a picture or take a picture and start editing something as unnoticeable as the neck? Like, why are you editing your neck? Would somebody really look at your picture and be looking at your neck? Or some people make themselves look taller. Why? Like, I don't get the concept. That falls under lying unnecessarily. Why are you doing all these things? Like, people don't care like that. Maybe people do, Sha. Maybe, I don't know. Okay, next up is be careful of the nobody cares mentality. And I already said that nobody cares, but the nobody cares mentality can ruin you somehow. Okay, let me explain it. The thing is, nobody cares really. Like, nobody really cares like that. Life will go on if anything happens to you. Or, okay, let me chill and use myself as an example. On some days, I think What am I even doing, Naija-ish self? Nobody cares. If I don't release an episode today, nobody's going to hit me up and say, Prisca, why? People don't care like that. That's what one part of me keeps telling me every time. And again, sometimes a friend of mine will say, Prisca, like maybe I'm worrying about my Instagram page or worrying about, my God, this doesn't sound right. Should I say this on the episode? And she's like, Prisca, calm down. Nobody cares. And it's not in the sense of nobody cares about what you say or how your page looks. It is in the sense of people are not really looking at it that way. Just show up. That's what she's trying to say. A lot of people have that mentality now that at the end of the day, nobody cares. Don't let that mentality overshadow everything else in your head and settle for less or average because nobody cares. So you are releasing, maybe you're an artist and you have a song and the lyrics, maybe you're not getting one line, it's not rhyming or something, and like, nobody cares. Like, nobody's going to come and beat me. It is true, but it is a bad mentality, and I feel it's something that we should learn to control. And I did not even say this anyway. I came up with this myself because I sat down and think about it that almost this nobody cares, I keep telling myself, it can limit me. It's like deciding not to release an episode because if I release an episode today, if I don't release an episode today, nobody is going to beat me. Mm-mm. Choose not to be consistent because your consistency is not really paying. Nobody cares. If you miss one day, nobody cares. And that is one reason why I keep like going on breaks with Naija-ish. Today I'm here, today I'm not there, because I allow that mentality to just take over. And I'm like, you see, it doesn't matter if you don't release today, if you don't release tomorrow. Nobody cares. So my advice to you today is try to control that. Like, don't let that nobody cares thing take over your being. See me sounding so smart. My next point is make plans, but be prepared. Like my mom would say, God, I mean, man proposes, God opposes. Something like that. Yeah. You can make your plans fine, make plans with your friends for life or whatever, but be prepared. Like Stranger Things too. They were making plans to go and fight a demon. Plan one alone was already having mistakes. So always be prepared for anything. Next up is don't take life too seriously. A woman died recently in our area and it was weird because she was here on Thursday and on Monday she was gone and it just shook everybody like more. She's a teacher in the school beside my house and all they did was close school early on Tuesday, pray and go home. And on Wednesday, they were back in school. And I'm like, Omo, live your best life and live every day like it is your last, because Omo. And when something like that happens, like when somebody dies, I now become so conscious of everything and I'm thinking about my friends, like, Jesus, when last did I talk to this person? And I start to feel guilty. And my mom is even trying to guilt trip me and she's like, hey, don't take me seriously now. This woman that just died, don't you think she has children? And I don't like how we are faced with reality when someone dies. It's so scary. So this life, honestly, don't take it too seriously. Don't be too uptight. Let loose sometimes. Live your life. Be free. Tell the people that you love them. Take breaks, obviously. Drink water, the regular. Oh, this one is quite important. Don't judge people. There's a kind of person I used to be before. I used to judge people like mad. I won't even lie. When I was younger, I hated people who had tattoos. Okay, I don't want to use the word hate because that's a strong word. But I used to judge people who had tattoos, people on dreads, people who would fix lashes, girls who would go out without wearing bras. A lot of things that I used to judge. And now I just think about me then and I'm like, really? What was I thinking then? How was I thinking then? So don't judge people. And the worst part of judging people is now judging them with the mentality or the mind frame of, that can never be me. I pity you because it can and it might be you. Stop thinking that it can never be you, really. Or you can never be in that situation because you can be. It is life. It's turn by turn. Today is someone's turn. Tomorrow it might be yours. So avoid judging people as much as you can. And my last point, which is funny, is protecting your peace is good, but prepare for a boring life. So if you're protecting your peace and avoiding people that are toxic or are not good for your health and whatever, and you're respecting yourself and all of these things, be prepared for a very boring life because you'll be cutting a lot of people out. And I think that is the stage I am now. I have tried so much to protect my peace and cut out people who affect me mentally and do this and do that, and I'm enjoying, let me just say it like that, I'm enjoying the consequences. Sometimes you come online and there's nobody to talk to, that kind of thing. So be prepared for it. And I think that is the end. Yeah, those are all my tips. And I hope that even if this is one thing you've learned from this episode, because I'm trying to teach, really. I'm trying to pass across knowledge. And I'm trying to help somebody. And I think I've said some very useful things today. And I think that you have enjoyed this episode so far. Anyways, this brings me to something important that I want to say. On the last episode, I talked about my Twitter page and how I want you guys to engage. So that one is still there. Please do that. And the second thing I need to tell you is that I am introducing a new section to the podcast called Busybody. So a busybody is someone who likes to gossip, who likes to talk. That is why I'm calling the section Busybody. And in this section, I will not be gossiping, no. I would give you guys a chance to talk about anything that you want to talk about. There's going to be a form. You know, I always like to involve listeners in my episode. If you listen to my early episode, you would hear other people's voices because they will send audio messages and I'll play them on the show. But now it's going to be written. So anything you want to say at all, if you have any issue, maybe that you want to bring on the show, you want me to discuss and give you advice because, you know, I'm smart, you can drop it on the form. If you have any story you want to share with everybody, you can drop it on the form. If you have any opinion, any feedback, any gist, whatever, actually. But I'd prefer if, you know, it's something spicy, maybe something going on in your life that you want to share. And the thing is, you don't have to drop your name. It can be anything. You will drop a name, but it doesn't have to be your name. So just drop it there and I'll read it on the show. But let me just warn you, whatever you're writing, it should be something that you are okay with me reading out on the show. So the section is going to be called Busybody. And I hope it turns out well. And I hope that you guys actually contribute. Not that I'm excited about something and nobody joins me. The form is going to be available on the social media pages. And I'm looking forward to that section. And I think it's going to be a very spicy section of the show. What else I want to say? If you have any friend issue, you can also talk about a friend's issue. Just be anonymous and that is fine. And if you have any friend and you know that this friend would like to share something, you can share the link with them. So I'm looking forward to you being a part of this show. And I hope you enjoyed this show. And I hope you go and live your best life. I don't know. I don't know if this episode was what you're expecting. I want to know if this was what you're expecting. If you really learned anything, or if I said anything intelligent, at least I hope that you enjoyed it and you learned something and you enjoyed it to the point that you'd want to share it. Remember to follow Nigerish on Instagram and on Twitter and to tag us if you have anything interesting to say. And of course, to participate in Busybody. Thank you so much for listening. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy your week. Enjoy your life. Enjoy the remaining days of September. And as always, share with your friends. And don't forget to tell those friends to share with their other friends. Thank you so much and bye. Don't forget to tell your friend about Nigerish.